thrice noble lords and gentlemen whose faith and loyalty was always constant to your king and void of treachery. We humbly welcome you again and wish you all content, that subjects still may reap the fruits of this our parliament. Rebellion now like to die, and all the tremors of the times submit to majesty. How can we then but wish those well whose sorrows did prevent, and pay allegiance to the king, and that the tradesmen muster all their tools and seamen sail the main. This flyboat now intends to France, that ship is bound to Spain. The tempests of the sea are great, but nothing to arrest. Of state at last that doth molest both king and parliament. The evils that molest a state innumerable are, but there is none to be compared unto a civil war. Then we are greatly bound to these who cured our discontents. We'll drink the king's good health in wine, the ale in parliament. If peace and plenty be our fate and truth be in our land, a farthing for us passions vent. We have a remedy at hand, our king and parliament. State whether wife men did conclude when Charles the Great died, the tempests of the church and state would quite sky. But James the Second, with his race, away the vapor sent. Then pray God save our noble king and bless the parliament. Conjectures are no prophecies, and chance submits to fate. For providence governeth all, in church as well as state. Men should resolve to live conform to God's commandment, and always pray God save chief disease which troubles us swells from ambitious eyes, which doth must